Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. You know, it's been a while since we've talked with Nancy Gertner, retired federal judge and WBUR legal analyst, about Stormy Daniels and all things Robert Mueller. So Nancy Gertner joins us now on the line. Judge Gertner, it's good to hear from you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Some Stormy talk. But actually, really, we ought to start with Rudy Giuliani, right?
Right.
President Trump's attorney now, who said this yesterday on CNN.
Colluding about Russians. Which I'm not even know if that's a crime, colluding about Russians.
Okay.
you start analyzing the crime. The hacking is the crime.
That certainly is the original.
Well, the president didn't hack.
Of course not. That's the original.
He didn't pay them for hacking.
And after that interview, Giuliani went even further on Fox and Friends.
I've been sitting here looking in the federal code trying to find collusion as a crime.
It's not.
Collusion is not a crime.
All right, Judge Gertner, what do you think?
Well, it's such an incredibly contrived position. Here's the issue. Certainly the crime is conspiracy. And conspiracy is just an agreement to engage in a crime and taking a step to commit it. So what's the underlying crime here? And that's the question. The question is, what's the conduct going to be? There were ostensibly violations of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act when the DNC computers were hacked. So if there are any Trump campaign officials who aided and abetted that, paid for it, knew of it happening, used its fruits, that could be a crime. There could be, arguably, a law prohibits foreign nationals from providing anything of value to a foreign government in connection with an election. This would essentially be assisting a foreign player in hacking our election. Mm-hmm. And while this has never happened before, that could be a crime. And the participants in the Trump campaign that aided and abetted that would be violating conspiracy laws. But, you know, there's a larger issue here. I mean, he's very smart in focusing it on this. Even if it were not a crime, and I believe that it could be, if Americans cooperated with Russian intelligence against their own country, it could be an impeachable offense, whatever its label.
Hmm. But I'm wondering what you think about this. There's two ways, multiple ways, but two particular ways that you could view Rudy Giuliani right now going so far as to say collusion is not a crime. One is that, a lot of the president's critics think that this line of reasoning was inevitable the closer we get to Robert Mueller actually having some kind of conclusion to his investigation. Or, on the other hand, I'm seeing CNN threw up an article today saying that Rudy Giuliani seems to know that, quote, Robert Mueller, who is running the investigation, doesn't seem to believe a sitting president can be indicted and may not even suggest that.
Right. I mean, that's the issue. You know, we're focusing on what's a crime. We're focusing on what can be an indictment. And if you look back at the Starr investigation, all that Mueller has to do is to say, here are the following crimes that were committed, and give a report to the House and suggest then that could be the subject of a political action for impeachment. It doesn't matter whether or not he's specifically indicted for it. There may well be others, I might add, in his circle who certainly could be indicted. Again, a foreign government it is illegal for a foreign government to put money into American elections. And anyone who assists in that, and the law says money or anything of value,
uh-huh.
Anyone who assists in that could arguably be engaging in a crime as well. So you could wind up with a situation where members of his family, members of the cabinet, who knows, members of the campaign could be indicted for that.
But isn't that exactly why Giuliani is implying that the president would have had to pay Russia directly for the hacking of the DNC?
Right, but it's clear, but it doesn't have to be paying them. I mean, it could be, what kind of assistance are you providing? Could you, for example, be telling WikiLeaks, as the president was encouraging, the disclosure of the Podesta emails and encouraging the disclosure of the Clinton emails? I'm not totally closing the door to money having passed hands with somebody in the campaign. In other words, there was foreign interference in the election is clear. That may in and of itself be a crime. Whoever then assisted in that, and assistance could be a range of activities. It could be money. It also could be encouraging. It could be maybe agreeing down the lines that you'd lift sanctions. Mm. It could be a range of activities. That there would be a contest about the application of the laws to the president, No question about it.
Right. But I mean, so you said it could be all these things, but I think, to echo what you said earlier, that Rudy Giuliani is playing this moment very intelligently because he knows he's not speaking to Robert Mueller. He's speaking to the American people. He's speaking to politicians.
Well,
that's where this is all going to play out.
There's another theory here, I might add, which I heard someone say on television. This is not my original thought. The Manafort trial is going on. By this point, the lawyers in the Manafort trial would have received any statements that Rick Gates, the co-defendant, made, and he is cooperating. Government would be obliged to submit any of the Gates statements. It would be when Giuliani last night talked about a pre-meeting before the June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower.
Yeah.
No one had even heard of that.
Well, so let me just jump in here because we've got the tape of that moment, actually. So this is that, again, the June 9th, 2016 meeting at Trump Tower. Between members of the Trump campaign, including Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer. And as you were saying, Judge Gertner, yesterday Rudy Giuliani brought up for the first time that another meeting that may or may not have occurred 2 days before the June 9th meeting. So, again, this was on CNN, and here's Giuliani talking about statements that he believes, President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen has made to reporters.
2 days before that, he claims there's a big meeting with about five people. He was in that meeting. I've only been able to talk to three of the five people in that meeting. Three of the five tell me it didn't take place. All of them, I think, have been under oath on it. And the other two couldn't possibly have been reveal it because Mueller never asked us about it.
Judge Gertner, I'll be honest, I'm confused.
Well, you know, one of the things I did in preparation for our chat today is I went through everything. I was going through all the accounts of all the things that are going on. There are a number of, so there's the stuff that we hear about that Cohen is saying and whatever that is. Then we have not heard from Michael Flynn, for example, for almost a year. Flynn was in the belly of the beast. Who knows what he is saying and who he's putting where? And then there's Rick Gates in connection with the Manafort case. And Rick Gates has been a player here. So who knows what's going on? Giuliani then cleverly says, hey, let's talk about Cohen. This is all about Cohen, and Cohen is a liar. It's a little bit the pot calling the kettle black, but nevertheless, Cohen is a liar. And he could simply be trying to discredit information that may well be coming from other sources.
Judge Gertner, but this is all, I mean, you just said, we don't know, and he could be. I mean,
right.
I don't get it.
Well, because there's the Mueller investigation is appropriately a confidential investigation, a professional confidential investigation, and we will not know until he comes out with whatever he comes out with. What we know, though, is that there was interference, meddling, hacking, etc. We know that there were Trump campaign officials who were involved, notably Manafort, who were involved with the Russians, let me put it that way, Manafort, Flynn, Gates, Page. There was a Wall Street Journal article a month ago about a guy named Peter Smith who was arguably involved in the Trump campaign, who was clearly dealing with Flynn about Russian issues. So we haven't put it together because it's right. We don't appropriately have all the information. And what Giuliani is doing is taking a leak and saying, ha, there's nothing there. Well, so far, there's nothing in the Mueller investigation to suggest to us that this is not substantial, ongoing, and that it will produce something.
So it sounds like a smart lawyer beginning pretrial arguments in the court of public opinion, honestly. But you know, you mentioned Paul Manafort. His trial did begin today, and a jury has been seated, 6 men and 6 women. Just in the last couple seconds that we have, what will you be watching for specifically in Paul Manafort's trial?
Well, the judge said, you know, don't mention the Russian election hacking, wants to sort of steer clear of that since that's not directly involved in Manafort. But Manafort's Russian ties may be part of the reason why he sought to hide money. And because the allegations in Manafort are he gets paid in the Ukraine by Russian-involved oligarchs, etc. Mueller, by following the Russian money, gets to Manafort, who clearly was a campaign official. Manafort takes all sorts of pains to hide that money. The allegations are he puts the money in offshore accounts. He doesn't pay taxes on it, and then he borrows money against it by basically misrepresenting to banks what he was doing. So whether we hear about, we may well hear about Russia and Russian involvement, albeit not necessarily electoral involvement during this trial.
Yeah. One last thing, I just want to sneak it in. When do you think Robert Mueller is going to let us know what he knows?
Well, you know, this is completely, I might add, this is Gertner on Mueller, okay?
Okay.
So on the one hand, he would have he would be caring about the release of information prematurely, the release of information close to the midterm elections. I imagine he doesn't want to, quote, pull a Comey in this situation. So what does that mean? Again, this is all total speculation. That means you might see something at the end of August, the beginning of September, which is very close, or then you might see something after the midterms. But he certainly is enough of a professional to not want to release anything half-baked,
yeah,
and certainly doesn't want to release anything that would affect the midterm elections. But you have to keep on going back to whether it's collusion, whether it's indictable. It is a very troubling thing if an American campaign cooperated with Russian intelligence in a covert action. You have to keep on saying that over and over again, because that may be impeachable, no matter who can be indicted.
Mm. Well, Nancy Gertner is a retired federal judge. She's a senior lecturer at Harvard Law School and WBUR's legal analyst. Judge Gertner, it's always great to talk with you.
It's
Thank
great,
you.
But we didn't talk about Stormy.
We sort of did, like tangentially. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.